For this Friday, February 27th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The Indiana Department of Transportation is alerting drivers to upcoming lane closures on Interstate 64 in Posey County. Beginning on or around Saturday, March 14th, crews will close the passing lanes in both the eastbound and westbound directions of I-64 near Poseyville. The closures will stretch between mile markers 9 and 13. According to NDOT, the restrictions are needed so crews can build a crossover in preparation for a future bridge project in the area. Work on that crossover is expected to continue through early May, weather permitting. While the passing lanes will be closed, at least one driving lane in each direction will remain open during the project. NDOT is reminding motorists to slow down, stay alert, and avoid distractions when traveling through work zones to help keep both drivers and construction crews safe. Posey County 911 Dispatch is now accepting applications for a part-time dispatcher. Officials say applicants must have flexible availability, including weekends and swing shifts. The position requires at least 32 hours per week during a 12-week training period. After training is complete, dispatchers must work a minimum of 12 hours per month. The part-time role could lead to a full-time position if one becomes available. Candidates must have a high school diploma or GED, be able to type at least 40 words per minute, multitask effectively, and demonstrate strong communication skills. Experience in public safety is preferred but not required. Applicants must also pass a background check. Applications can be picked up at the dispatch office at 305 Mill Street in Mount Vernon, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Applications and resumes will be accepted until 8 a.m. on Monday, March 9th. The University of Southern Indiana has officially relaunched their Career Center. They hosted an open house for their newly redesigned Career Success Center on Thursday. The space creates a hub for students to learn about career development and also gives employers a point of connection for talent at USI. Students say it's a one-stop shop. USI also has a student closet, which allows a student to get one free business outfit per semester. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon boys basketball won their final game of the regular season home against South Spencer 65-43. The Wildcats are 13-10 and play their first round sectional game on Tuesday night versus Boonville in the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Boonville High School. North Posey boys basketball got beat in their regular season finale home by Gibson Southern 67-52. The Vikings are 7-15 overall. They begin postseason play in the Class 2A Sectional 48 at Forest Park High School on Wednesday night versus Perry Central. In men's college basketball on Thursday night, 8th-ranked Purdue lost at home to 13th-ranked Michigan State 76-74. Braden Smith had 12 points and 10 assists in the loss for the Boilermakers. They are 22-6 and 12-5 in the Big Ten. Purdue travels to Ohio State on Sunday afternoon. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers fell at home to the Charlotte Hornets 133-109. Andrew Nimhard was Indiana's leading scorer with 20 points. The Pacers have lost 5 straight games and are 15-45 on the year. They finish a 4-game homestand on Sunday with the Memphis Grizzlies. That's news and sports for this Friday, February 27th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.